Today is Monday, October 21st. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. High winds paired with drought conditions have taken over the state recently, putting our area in a high fire danger. This means that even a spark from your lawnmower or machinery can start a fire. The Iowa County Communications Center received 4 fire calls yesterday afternoon between 1:50 and 3:50. The first was a tractor and baler on fire on D Street in the township of Pulaski. Avoca Fire Department, Avoca EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy and Wisconsin DNR Warden responded to the scene. The fire was extinguished and there were no injuries reported. The second at 2:40 was an unattended brush fire on State Road 191 near Sunny Ridge Road in the township of Waldwick. Hollandale Fire, Hollandale First Responders, Barneveld Fire, Dodgeville Fire, Ridgeway Fire, Mineral Point Fire, and Dodgeville EMS responded to the scene. The fire was extinguished and there were no injuries. At 3:20, the Iowa Communications Center received a report of a farm equipment and a field on fire on Alfred Drive in the township of Ridgeway. Ridgeway Fire, Ridgeway First Responders, Barneveld Fire, Barneveld Area Rescue Squad, Mineral Point Fire, and an Iowa County deputy responded to the scene. The fire was extinguished and there were no injuries reported. The final call yesterday afternoon came at 3:50. It was a report from an alarm company of a fire alarm activation in a home on Griffiths Road in the township of Dodgeville. Dodgeville Fire, Dodgeville EMS, Spring Green Fire, and an Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy responded to the scene. The alarm was cleared and there were no injuries. The National Weather Service reports that continued dry conditions, low humidities, and unseasonably warm temperatures will be conducive for quick starting fires today. Winds are expected to remain below critical levels. Exercise caution with any outdoor burning. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde repeatedly accused each other of lying during an often testy and confrontational debate Friday. They are facing off in the general election in a closely watched Senate race. Democrats must hold on to the Wisconsin seat if they hope to maintain their slim majority in the Senate. Democrats are defending 23 seats, while Republicans have just 11 up for grabs this election. Republicans see an opportunity in swing state Wisconsin, and both sides have poured money into the campaign, making it one of the 5 most expensive Senate races this year. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance spoke at a rally at Steins Aircraft Services at the Waukesha County Airport. Vance spoke on the border and the economy, saying Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris's policies have cost Wisconsin residents thousands of dollars. The visit marks Vance's 5th stop in Wisconsin, following his most recent visit to DePere at the end of August. Voters are being asked to amend the Wisconsin Constitution. Currently, the Wisconsin Constitution reads that every U.S. citizen age 18 or older can vote if voters approve the ballot referendum. The every would be changed to only. While some non-citizens have been allowed to vote in local elections in other states, no Wisconsin municipalities currently allow that. Republican State Senator Julian Bradley says there have been states and municipalities, including in Maryland, Washington, D.C., and California, and others who have taken the word every to be not exclusionary of any non-citizens, which is allowing non-citizens to vote in state and local elections. Bradley calls the referendum a no-brainer, but Deborah Cronmiller with the League of Women Voters argues this should be a local decision. The Republican-authored ballot measure passed 2 prior sessions of the Wisconsin legislature, where Republicans control both the Senate and the Assembly. Ahead of the Wisconsin general election on November 5th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. Begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls. WisconsinDMV.gov/ID cards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Start the application now at WisconsinDMV.gov or at a local DMV customer service center. To find a DMV, check hours, services, and wait times, visit WisconsinDMV.gov/centers. Anyone with questions related to obtaining an ID that can be used to vote should call DMV's toll-free hotline at 844-588-1069. The Riverdale One Act, When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors, advanced from the District 10 Festival held at the Reedsburg PAC Saturday. The cast and crew performed for a house of parents, grandparents, educators, and high school actors and directors from Reedsburg and Barneveld. This comedy, written by Jason Pizzarello and Ian McWethy, tells the story of a high school theater troupe putting on a one-act, non-musical version of The Wizard of Oz. The trouble is their director has not been active or present at many of the rehearsals, making for a horrific performance. Members of the cast and crew include Abe Schneider, Adrian Rush, Alex Schneider, Archer Imhoff, Ben Bremer, Braylee Bedward, Delaney Imhoff, Ezra Noble, Hayden Wolfe, Candace McGraw, Movana Zarbach, Nora Wolfe, Sienna Deglo, Vivian Benedict, Brandon Meese, Destiny Bonds, and Electra Justham. The group will perform next in competition at Wanakee High School Saturday, November 9th at a yet-to-be-determined time. The play is directed by Catherine Benedict and Chris Simonson. The second annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will take place Wednesday through Sunday. Many activities are planned for the event. Suzanne Anderson is the creator and an organizer of Pumpkin Fest.
A lot of exciting things happening this year. We worked with the city and got the street closed. Central Avenue is going to be closed on Saturday. So we're going to have a lot of events there. We're going to have face painting. We're going to also have a pumpkin petal pull sponsored by Mick Cosgrove and his organization. We are having a pie eating contest sponsored by the Lions. And there's also going to be a craft show at the Eagle School this year. A lot of neat events coming. A lot bigger this year than last year. Come on down on that Saturday. Friday night, we have a costume contest at 7 p.m. at the courthouse. Also, the winners of all the pumpkins will be known by then, and so we will give away little prizes to any of the winners.
Children in the school district were given the opportunity to create this year's theme for Pumpkin Fest. The chosen theme is Out of This World.
We threw this out to kindergartners through fifth grade in all the public schools in the Richland Center area, and we got quite a few awesome responses, and we chose the theme as Pumpkins in a Galaxy Far, Far Away by Austin Ewing, and he is a fifth grader at the intermediate school, and we are so happy that he has been very involved. He was involved last year as far as doing a pumpkin, and he just is excited about this, and we are so excited to honor him and honor his theme, because I can see the possibilities of so many awesome alien pumpkins and all kinds of neat things that hopefully will come of this. And I just think it's really great that Austin has given us this idea.
Pumpkins for competition and display can be dropped off at the courthouse lawn display area Wednesday, starting at 3:30. There will also be something new this year to take part in.
There will be a big orange fence around the grassy area, and there will be categories and areas for kids to put their pumpkins and their creations in. They don't have to be carved. They could be created from construction paper. Anything you can think of, we will enter for you. This year, new item for the school age kids is a STEM program. So the science, technology, engineering, and math. And there's criteria and a rubric for that. You can find everything on RichlandCenterPumpkinFest.com or Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook. You can go right there and get all the rules and the rubric for that.
Suzanne Anderson says that anyone can decorate a pumpkin entry for Pumpkin Fest.
There's so many categories. There's happy and fancy, weird, ugly, and scary. Of course, you can go with the theme, Austin's theme, pumpkins in a galaxy far, far away. So I can envision a lot of different alien pumpkins and spaceship pumpkins and all kinds of neat things for that. There's many categories, and this is open to anybody, any age. You can be 1 year old to 99. We'll take your pumpkin. And it's free, and it's a community thing, and it's just going to be really great.
The second annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will kick off Wednesday when entries will be accepted on the courthouse lawn from 3:30 until 7. Pumpkins will be on display through Sunday with many fun events happening throughout the weekend. You can find more information at rcchamber.org/pumpkinfest and also on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. Three-term Representative Tony Kurtz, a Republican from Waniwok, will face Democrat Julia Henley of Blue River in the newly drawn Assembly District 41 that includes Richland Center, Reedsburg, and the Wisconsin Dells area. On today's morning show, we will feature comments from both candidates. The morning show airs between 9 and 10 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.